I wanted to speak a little bit about the different mitzvahs that you have Leil Pesach, Leil Seder. Seems to be beautifully arranged, and they seem to interact with each other. And I wanted to just talk a little bit about how these halachas come together, if they really do come together, and what is the connection one with the other. I guess if we were to start, it would seem that the Ikar Mitzvah of Leil Pesach, or the Ikar Mitzvah of Pesach, would be Shechitas HaPesach, which is on Yud Dalet. So there's a Chi of Shechita on Yud Dalet, and then you have a Chi of Deraisa of Achilas HaPesach on Leil Tesvav. When you have a Karban Pesach, so you have a Chi of Deraisa of Matzah Mar. So there's an achila of Pesach Matzah Mar Leil Tesvav from the pasuk of Va'ochlos Abasa B'Laila Hazeh and Matzah Mar Yachluhu. So you have the Shechita on Yud Dalet, and you have the achila at night. The Gemara darshins a pasuk from Be'er Teichu Matzahs that even when you don't have Karban Pesach, L'Moshel B'Zman Hazeh, that Matzah is a mitzvah Deraisa. So that means you'll have Deraisa Pesach Matzah Mar at Leil Pesach B'Zman Hamigdash. And if you don't have Korban Pesach of Bizman Azeh, you'll have a derisa of Matzah. If you hold of that drasha, that Be'er Teichu Matzahs is being Mechayiv Matzah Bizman Azeh. Besides the mitzvah of Korban Pesach and the mitzvah of Matzah, and Mar Bizman HaMikdash is derisa Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanan, you also have a mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. So the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, which is learned from Vigadat Levincha, is also a mitzvah deraisa, which is Leil Tezvav. So it seems that we have a mitzvah deraisa of Korban Pesach with the two chalokim, the shechita and the achila. We have the achila of matzah with the Korban Pesach, or the achila of matzah even without the Korban Pesach. And we also have a mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which doesn't necessarily have a connection to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. It just seems to coincide. L'maisa, the Gemara's mashma, that it doesn't simply coincide, because the Gemara has a Shaka V'Tayya, where the Gemara brings a din whether a Suma is Chayiv in Haggadah. The Gemara has a Drasha that says Bavur Zeh, and we have Gzera Shava from Benenu Zeh, that we remind a Suma from Ben Seir and Meira. So the Gemara says, Asuma is not chayiv min ha-Torah in the mitzvah of Haggadah. The Gemara asks a kasha that Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes were mighty the oilam in Haggadah. So the Gemara says at first that they held that matzah bizman hazeh is only derabbanan. And since matzah bizman hazeh is only derabbanan, so therefore they could be mighty in Haggadah. Then the Gemara has a shaka v'taya, were they misakin ke'in deraisa, were they not misakin ke'in deraisa, and then the Gemara ends up that perhaps they don't hold the gzera shava. From the Gemara it's mashma that we say this in the Haggadah. We say in the Haggadah, Yochum Erish Chodesh, Tamar Vayimahu, Yochum Ebaidyayim, Bizman Sheyesh Matzah Mar Menachem Lefanecha, the mitzvah of Haggadah is Leil Pesach. It sounds from the Gemara that it's not simply the Zman of when you're Mechuyev in Haggadah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, but it seems that there's a connection between the mitzvah of Haggadah and at least being Chayev in the mitzvah of at least Matzah. That's because the Gemara is saying at one point that if a person is Chayev in Matzah Deraisa, then he's Chayev in Haggadah, and the Gemara is saying if matzah would be deraisa, then Haggadah is deraisa. And if we would have a drasha that Asuma is not chayiv, then he couldn't be mitzi everybody else. So it sounds like the Gemara's, from the Gemara's way of getting out of it by saying, well, matzah bizman hazeh is only derabbanan, and therefore there's no chayiv deraisa of Haggadah. The Gemara seems to be saying that the mitzvah deraisa of Haggadah is mekusha with the mitzvah deraisa of matzah, and perhaps either Bizman HaMikdash with Pesach or at least Lekol HaPachas with Matzah. So it's mashma from the Gemara that if we have no mitzvah of Achila, the Eraisa, if we wouldn't darshan Be'er Teichu Matzahs to make a mitzvah deraisa of matzah bisman hazeh, then there would be no aseh of haggadah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It would come out that Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not only bisman shematzah mor menachem lefanecha as a way of identifying the date when you have the mitzvah, the zman of the mitzvah, but it seems to be saying that the mitzvah is only a mitzvah when you're actually mechuyev in the other mitzvah too, of at least l'kol apachas matzah. Another thing that we do by the Seder is that we also say Hallel. In the Haggadah, there's the Nusach of the Haggadah that we use. So at a certain point, we seem to go from what we would call, I guess, the Haggadah into Hallel. And then we have a Chelik of the Hallel before the Suda and a Chelik of the Hallel after the Suda. So where does Hallel come in? Now the Mishnah says that bisman shritas Pesach, whether it's Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, the Mishnah says that you say Hallel. And the Mishnah gives a whole seder of how it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, that during the Asiyas of Pesach they were saying Hallel. So that's both the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Bisman achilosem, the Mishnah is mechalik. Bisman the achila of Pesach Rishon, you say Hallel. Bisman the achila Pesach Sheni, you don't say Hallel. The Gemara asks, why is there an afkamina? So the Gemara Shaka Vitalia is that we're saying Hallel at night. What's the motto saying Hallel at night? That's the Gemara. We have a remez in the Pesach, Hashir Yelachem Kalel Hiskadish Chag. The Navi is saying, I'm going to give you a dogma, Hashir Yelachem Kalel Hiskadish Chag, like another night that was the Scottish Lechag that you say a shir, Laila HaMekudish Lechag Tehen Hallel. Laila She'ein Mekudish Lechag in Tehen Hallel. So the Gemara says that you say Hallel by Achilas Pesach Rishon because it's Yantif. You don't say Hallel by Achilas Pesach Sheni because it's not Yantif. So apparently Achila by itself is not Mechayev Hallel. Leil Pesach is an unusual night that you have Hallel which you don't find by any other Yom Tovim. We have Hallel by every other Yantif, including the Yantif of Chag HaMatzos that we say Hallel is Gomer Hallel the first day. It, as because of Yantif, but Leil Pesach has a Haggadah, has a Hallel, and that Hallel, the Gemara says, is Bizman Achilosei, the Achilos Tone Hallel, but only a Laila that's Neskadish Lechag. The Gemara asks Akasha, Zev is Etu in Hallel Batsiyosin, they both have Hallel by Shechita. So why do you say Hallel then it's not Yantif? The Gemara says either because we have a diak in the pasuk laila kamemayit yom leikamemayit, kalel haskadish chag says that the only time you say hallel at night is if it's neskadish as a yantif, but in the daytime you don't have that miyat, which doesn't seem like it's explaining why you are saying hallel. It's just explaining why the miyat doesn't apply. But what are you saying hallel about? It's not a yantif. Apparently you're saying Hallel because you're shechting the Korban Pesach. V'ibayaseyna, Efshir Yisrael Sheikhtim Es Pescheihem V'neitlim Es Lulevayim V'neimim Hallel. The Gemara is quoting a brisa later in Pesachim where the Gemara just says this. It just makes a blanket statement. Efshir, could it be Yisrael Sheikhtim Pescheihem V'neitlim Lulevayim V'neimim Hallel? It's unthinkable. How could it be that they're doing these mitzvahs and they're not saying Hallel? So without the Gemara giving a mocker for such a thing, the Gemara says it with such a pshitas that it's apparently such a compelling svara that if they're shechting Korban Pesach or taking Lulav, it's posh that they have to be saying Hallel. But parenthetically, Neitim Lulavayim needs an explanation. There's going to be a Hallel anyway said on Yontif, except that we say it b'shas netilas halulav. That's Papashas what the Bryce is trying to say. That there's going to be a Hallel said because of Yantif. But we say the Hallel and we make the Lulav at the same time. We have an Atilas Lulav during the Hallel. But there will be a Hallel without the Lulav. But by Shechtim is Pescheyem, it's Yodalad Nisan, it's not Yantif. The Gemara says it's a Svara Pshuta that Shechitas HaPesach is Mechayiv, a saying of Hallel. So the Gemara comes up a very interesting thing. Shechita of Korban Pesach, whether it's Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, is Mechayev Halel. Achilas Pesach Rishon is Mechayev Halel because it's Yontif. Achilas Pesach Sheni is not Mechayev Halel because it's not Yontif. So it seems there's a distinction between shechting the Korban Pesach and eating the Korban Pesach. But even though eating the Korban Pesach itself isn't a Mechayev of Halel, but it sounds like the combination of eating the Korban Pesach on the night of Yontif, the Torah taught us, is, the Navi taught us, is Mechayev, a Namir of Halel. So we have something from this Gemara that tells us that Halel seems to be Mekusher with the eating of the Korban Pesach. That's what that's the Pashtus, what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about a contrast between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah is talking about Hasheni ain't a term halal b'achilasa. So we're talking about the halal of achilas haPesach. Eating Pesach Sheni is not mechayev halal. Eating Pesach Rishon is mechayev halal. Is that the explanation for our halal? Perhaps that's why we say halal. I don't know, but we do say halal. Question is, where does that come from? We don't have normally a halal at night. The Mishnah talks about a halal b'zman achilas haPesach. Perhaps this is some sort of a zecher of that. The Rishonim have a discussion, why don't we make a bracha on the halal that we say Lo Pesach? We say a bracha at the end of halal when we finish the Seder, but there's no bracha Rishonim. So there should be a bracha at the beginning of halal. So the Rishonim mentioned the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that apparently there was a minig, which the Torah brings, and some kehilas have this minig, that there would be halal said in shul after davening before the Seder. Was that this minig comes from this Yerushalmi, which the Torah brings, Rishonim have a chalukei deis, how you deal with this minig. So the Yerushalmi says they would say halal in shul with a bracha. So in the Rishonim's discussion, they use that. There's a bracha said in shul. Yerushalmi uses a lashon kvar bircha. You already made a bracha in shul. That the bracha you made on the halal in shul is going to part of the halal you say at home. So the Rishonim really are more interested in figuring out whether there's a need to say halal on the a bracha on the halal of seder. That's really what they're more interested in. In the lundus of it, they're explaining that perhaps the bracha you made in shul on the halal took care of the halal. But if you didn't have a minyan that said halal, you didn't say it yourself, you didn't say the halal before, then the Ramban says you should make a bracha on halal. So in discussing whether you should or shouldn't make a bracha, the Rishonim bring rayas back and forth whether this is a normal halal or it's not a normal halal. And they point out interesting things. It's unusual that you have a suda in the middle of a halal, you're mafsik in the middle. So is the fact that you're mafsik in itself a raya that you don't make a bracha? Because if you're making a bracha, then you have an issa to be mafsik. So the Rishonim discuss ways to get around this, that perhaps it's the dafka set up this way. The Ramban seems to say that the seder of it is such that there's a suda in the middle. But he doesn't explain why it is that way, he just says that's the way they set it up. The Meral in Gvuras Hashem also says that apparently that's the way it was set up. It's not just by accident. And he understands that that's a chelik of trying to make the halal on the Achilas HaPesach VeHamatzah. That's how the Meral says it. The Meral says a very interesting idea. He says he's not giving a source. He's saying apparently this is the way they set it up. But the Meral says in order that it should be nearer, that the halal is going on the achila, it has to be basically, you're pardoned upon, sandwich between the two halves of the halal. Because the halal, lefanav la'acharav, before the achila, is what makes the halal nearer, and in the way he says it, on the achilas haPesach and the achilas haMatzah. The Ramban is also mashma like this, because when the Ramban discusses places in Shas where it brings the days that you say halal, and it's mashma, complete halal with a bracha, so this halal is not mentioned. The Harem of Lord Pesach is not mentioned. Dr. Ramban, it doesn't belong in that group, because every other halal is a halal that's being said because of a yontif, and this one is being said because of a mitzvah. So the Ramban says, if it's because of a mitzvah, it doesn't belong in that group. And you do have, in the Mishnah, in Erechim talks about the certain days in the Mikdash, they played an instrument. Those days, Sheyochid Gaima Behenes Ahalal. So in that list, it counts the two Erev Pesachs, Erev Pesach Rishon and Erev Pesach Sheni, because there will be a halal for Pesach Rishon and a halal for Pesach Sheni. There it does count it. But the other brayso that just talks about the days that a yochid gaima behenes a halal, there it doesn't talk about the two shchitas. That's like the Ramban. The Ramban says there are two dinim in halal. There's a halal of yontif and there's a halal of these mitzvahs. Now he doesn't tell us exactly what's the criteria of a mitzvah being mechayiv a halal, but he just says if it's a halal of mitzvah, it doesn't belong in that group. So the Ramban also understands that the halal of Lord Pesach is a halal of mitzvah. So the Ramban doesn't explain to us why it's set up the way it's set up. He also understands that this is again not an accident, it's the way they were mesader it. The Moral, who says he likes the Ramban, says the Bedafka were mesader this way that it should look like it's on the Achila. It's interesting that I think in the Rambam it's clear that he understands that the Hallel, that's the beginning of, in the beginning of the Seder, is really part of Haggadah, and then there's the Hallel, which is after the Suda. Because when the Rambam describes the mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, there he talks about what are you supposed to say. You're talking about what happened, and it's leading into Shevach and Haidah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Here also the Rambam is Marech that you're supposed to talk about what happened, the Nisim and the Neflois. He discusses what we have in the Haggadah. The Rambam says you have to say like Rabbi Gamliel says. Then he writes about a person seeing himself as a Ben Chayrin. Talks about the Halachas of Asay Ben Dalet Kaisis. In Perek Ches, when he goes through the Seder, in Perek Zayin, he has the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Perek Ches, he goes through the Seder. So here he writes, he goes through every step in the Seder. V'em Reficha Chayavim, V'hoides Lahal Shabech, etc. In V'nevah Halaluka, and he brings the two kapitlot that we say of from Halel, V'chaisen Barachat Hashem. Etc. This all is the way we're Messiah, and you make a bracha by the very prayer of Gofen Kaishen. So he mamish leads one into the other. It's interesting, I think it's more bold in the Rambam in his Nusach HaHagadah. At the end of the Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he has a Nusach HaHagadah, which he writes here, starting from after Kiddush. Olach Ma'anya brings his Nusach. And again, he has the Ficha, Chaluka, etc. To Chalamish Lamayin and Mayim, which are Machlekes, if you say the first or second, brings the Bracha, and then he finishes off like this. Keseder Shemevarchen V'Kayrim Hagada, B'Leil Yontav Rishon Shal Pesach, Kach Mevarchen V'Kayrim B'Leil Sheni Shal Galus. The same way we make a bracha and we read the Haggadah the first night, so too we make a bracha and read the second night. So to me it sounds like what he's telling us is that this bracha that we make is the bracha that goes on the Haggadah. As much as it's not a bracha rishayna on the Haggadah, which is a question the Rishayim ask, it's a birchas hashevach, but he seems to understand that structurally what Chazal designed here was, this chelik of the Seder's Haggadah, the Haggadah ends with Haidah, which is what the Rambam writes in the Yad, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Chinuch writes this, that you're supposed to be Messiah with Haidah and Halel and Hillel. So at the Rambam, this is the Haggadah, and you're Messiah with a Bracha. And just like we make a Bracha, the Kayim Haggadah the first night, so too the second night. So to me it seems from the Rambam that he looks at the structure of the Haggadah differently than the Ramban. The Ramban understands that when we get to Lefichach and Halleluka, we're actually beginning to say Hallel. And it's a Hallel that slipped for some reason. The Ram is saying we're only saying Haggadah. And the Haggadah ends with the second Baruch Ragafim. Now Lefi the Rambam, which is another Gemara, Lefi the Rambam, I think it comes out just very neatly packaged.
The Gemara is as a diak. It says that you say the you're mazi the third kais and then you bench. Zok the Gemara, it's a raya that Birchas Hamazon needs a kais. So the Gemara says arba kasi tikinu rabban and derech eris. There were misakin four kaises derech eris. Kol chad v'chad navid be mitzvah. Each one should have a mitzvah. That's how the Gemara says it. That means dalet kaises was a takan of derech eris. And the Rabbanan, it sounds almost to us like an afterthought. But in the Takana, Chazal were Mesakin Dalet Kaisis for its own reason, Derech Eris. And once it exists, Chazal said, it shouldn't just be Dalet Kaisis. Each Kais should be used for a mitzvah. So the first Kais is for Kiddush. And the second Kais is Lefida Rambam Haggadah. The third Kais is Birkas HaMazayin. And the fourth Kais is Hallel, which is the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah is Geimer Alavis HaHalo. Now Geimer Alavis HaHalo, the Rishonim themselves are medayik this. The word Geimer doesn't always mean finish up. The word Geimer could mean to say the complete Halo, even though in fact over here you're not saying the complete Halo. So some Rishonim say that it's a borrowed term, because that's the term we use when we talk about saying Halo. But Al Kapanim, I think the Rambam and the other Rishonim have a different way of looking at the Haggadah. The Rambam saw that the Hallel that we say before the Suda is really the completion of Haggadah, which is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then you make the Bracha. So like the Rambam, it's not a Hallel that's split into two. The Hallel after benching, which is the fourth Kais, we have the same question. Why are we saying that Hallel? The Rambam Bepashas would say that Hallel is the Hallel of Kalel Hiskadish Chag. Now whether that's the Hallel of Achilas HaPesach, or that's the Hallel of Achilas HaMatzah, if there is such a thing. I don't know if there is such a thing. The Mishnah talks about a Hallel on Achilas HaPesach. So if there's a Hallel of Achilas HaPesach, then that should be what that Hallel is, Lefi the Rambam. The Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban is looking at the Hallel before and after are both on the Achila, and the Ramban justifies the splitting into two. What's interesting in the Ramban is a couple of points. The Ramban, first of all, says Achilas HaPesach VeHamatzah is Mechayiv Hallel. He's understanding that Matzah is also Mechayiv Hallel, even though the Mishnah says Achilas HaPesach is Mechayiv Hallel. Secondly, the Ramban, I don't know what to do with this, Ramban quotes a Mishnah which we don't have. When the Ramban talks about Achilas HaPesach being Mechayiv Hallel, the Ramban says V'shaninu, that ze v'ze to'un halo b'achilosei, which means the Mishnah and Tzadi Hei. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says ze v'ze to'un halo b'shchitosei. The halo it says fakir, that Pesach Rishon has halo because it's Yontif. Pesach Shena doesn't have halo because it's not Yontif. So I don't know what, I'm not sure exactly what to do with that piece of Ramban. But the Ramban is going with this mahalach, that the Mechayiv is the Achila. The Ramban understands the halo lefon of a la'acharav, I guess with the Maral's Hesber, is considered the Hallel on the Achila of both the Matzah and the Pesach. To me it sounds from the Ramban that he understands that even Matzah, which is Bizman Azez, the rice is also Mechayev of Hallel. And therefore the Fida Ramban, he has to deal with this question. The Ramban personally holds, you would make a bracha on Hallel if you didn't say bracha in Shul, because you're making a bracha on a regular Hallel, just that you said it in Shul already, so the path is this. But otherwise you'd make a bracha, because he looks at it that it's the complete Hallel beginning by Lefichach. That's how the Ramban understands it. So Lefi the Ramban, the Hallel is Mekusha with the Achila, Lefon of a La'acharav. Lefi the Rambam, we're guessing that the Hallel is Mekusha with the Achila La'acharav. Lefon is part of the Haggadah. And the Haggadah itself, we've seen from the Gemara, is somewhat Mekusha with Achilas Matzah. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs has a taina on the Rambam that he doesn't count Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah. So the Ramban writes, and perhaps you'll say you don't count it as a mitzvah because you always make Birchas HaTorah whenever you learn, and Limud HaTorah is a mitzvah, so therefore it's included in that. So the Ramban says, I'll give you examples that resemble this, and we count them both. Mikra Bikurim is counted as a mitzvah, even though you only say the Parsha of Bikurim when you bring Bikurim. But Bikurim is a mitzvah, Mikra Bikurim is a mitzvah. And Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah, Zok the Ramban, and the Achila is a mitzvah, even though they go together. So the Rashi of Weinberg used to always speak about this kasha the Ramban has on the Rambam. He used to point out that in Mikra Bikurim, it's really very different than the others, because Mikra Bikurim, you can have Havas Bikurim without Mikra Bikurim. So therefore, it's not such a kasha on the Rambam. Why do they count as two separate mitzvahs? Because they're not really inseparable. You can have one without the other. In Birchas HaTorah, you can't have one without the other. Whenever you're learning, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. That's what he used to say about that particular kasha. But this part of the Ramban, that the Ramban is bringing Sibra Yetzias Mitzrayim as being Makusha with the Achilas, the Ramban Bepashas is coming from that Gemara, that the Gemara says by Summa that if Matzah Bismanazer is the Rabbanan, then Haggadah is the Rabbanan. That means the Ramban understands that Haggadah is also something which is built on Matzah. So it comes out a very interesting thing. I mean, this is a little bit more of an Arichas, at least to be Mazbe, the Machlokes Ramban and Rambam, but we have these mitzvahs, which seemingly are separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a mitzvah Shechita and Achilas HaPesach, there's a mitzvah of Hallel, a mitzvah Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim, again, there's a separate shmuz of Hallel's Deraisa, but we have Hallel Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Achilas of Pesach, and the Achilas of Matzah, and they seem to be somewhat intertwined together. They're separate mitzvahs, but they're tnoim one and the other. Just I think that we have a machlekes here in the Rishonim exactly how they are miskasher to each other. As the Rambam, I think, is understanding that the mitzvah of Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim, again, he counts that as a separate mitzvah. I don't think he connects it the same way as the Ramban to the Achilas. The Ramban Lehedya says, the Ramban is talking about the Hallel, that the Hallel goes, the Ramban in the Chidushim goes on the Hallel going on the Achilas, and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says that the Magid goes on the Achilas. So he's putting everything being totally in the Achilas, and Afal Pichin, it's separate mitzvahs. The Rambam is looking at the Sipur somewhat detached from the Achilas, and even the Hallel is not clear to me. The Hallel of the first part of the Haggadah is part of Magid, which is not necessarily totally on the Achila, even though it's from the Gemara, it's Mukhrach, you need at least a person who's Mechuyev in the mitzvah, and in the Zman of the mitzvah. The second Hallel, as I said, the Rambam doesn't tell us exactly why we're saying Hallel, and if it's the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs that Hallel is a Takana Derabbanan. So if it's a Takana Derabbanan, it might truly be a Zecher of the Leil HaSkadish Chag, but we don't have clarity what's exactly the Mechayev that is it the Achila, that's the Lashon HaMishnah, or is it the fact that it's a Yontif. If I just leave you with one more Nakuda in the Dalet Kaisis, that the Dalet Kaisis, the Gemara's Mashma, they were Mesakan Dalet Kaisis, and they said, let's do a mitzvah with each one of them. The Gemara's Lashon is, they were Mesakan Dalet, they're Abaran Derech Cheres. I think that's Mazbet to us, a Gemara that talks about if you drag Dalet Kaisis Lefi Shitas Rashbam and Taisvis, if you drag Dalet Kaisis without the way we do it on the Seder, you just drank it straight, four cups in a row. So the Gemara says, Yide Yayin Yotza, Yide Dalakaisis La Yotza. The Rambam's Girsa is, Yide Cheres Yotza, Yide Dalakaisis La Yotza. Just striking that the Lashon, the Gemara, is they were Mesakan Dalakaisis because of Cheres. So the Rambam is saying, your Yotza, that Cheres, because you drank Dalakaisis. It's almost as if there was a takana within a takana. They were Mesakan Dalakaisis because of Cheres. Then they said, do a mitzvah with each one of them. So if you didn't drink them, I'll say there. So you were mevatel that inyan. But what Chazal really wanted in the Takana of Dalet Kaisis of Yidei Cheir is that you were Yaitzah. And that's what the Rambam writes, Shosan Ka'achas is Yidei Cheir is Yaitzah. But Yidei Dalet Kaisis, meaning the second din of Dalet Kaisis, that each one should have its mitzvah, that's what you ended up being mevatel. Okay, there are a lot of loose ends. It's something to think about till next year.